I do this for my culture, 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 culture.
Peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. Tonight, folks, we're going to talk about, is current college structure and curriculum really working? Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture on WEAA. I do this for my culture, 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 culture. Peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling a certain type of way right now, folks. I know it's Monday, and happy Monday. But if you got the case of the Mondays, because it's been a little dreary, the sun trying to break out a little something, something. But I was feeling a certain type of way because me and my team and this station, we're doing it real big, man. We are absolutely, positively doing it real big. Let me just share this with y'all if y'all didn't know what happened over the weekend. Down in, where did our illustrious station manager go? What part? OC? Oh, Ocean City. Went down to Ocean City, did something major. Let me just tell y'all what happened down in Ocean City if you did not know. So WEAA, myself, my colleagues, Dr. K. Whitehead, Julius White, our news guy, we all did our part. We all did our part, man, to do something real big. I want to give a big shout out to my station. This is absolutely the voice of the community right here. Saturday evening. Alex, are you really excited? We came home with three golds and two silvers. Two golds and three silvers. There we go. Let me make sure we got that right. Because WEAA was a big winner in the 2018 Chesapeake Associated Press Broadcasters Association contest, with the number one outstanding talk show being Today with Dr. K, with Dr. K. Whitehead, produced by my big sister, Justina Pollard. Then we had outstanding editorial or commentary. Dr. K. Whitehead, came in second place. There we go. I'm coming to it. Outstanding news series. My man, Julius White. Mikkel Hunter, talking about frigid schools. Outstanding public affairs. For the Culture came into second place all around the Delaware, Maryland, D.C. We got second place for outstanding public affairs. Multimedia online journalism. Number two, Julius White representing WEAA-FM in Baltimore. We were the only, I'm gonna make a definitive statement. Only black station representing cleaning house. Come on, Dre, there, you gotta give him something, man.
Nothing in this world that I'm more than
cleaning house. Can we get a round of applause? Can we get one round of applause? I'm so proud to be a part of this dynamic team that came together of our under the station manager, our visionary station manager, Miss Mallory Pinkett Pierre. I'm so proud of the team and the work that we do each and every day. I'm proud to be a part of this family, a part of this team. I'm proud to be able to share with you this platform each and every day. I'm proud of the wonderful staff of Alex Blanc, Dre Day, Justina Pollard, all of the wonderful interns and production students that we have had to come through to make WEAA an award-winning news station, public affairs station, award-winning platform from the Associated Press. This is big stuff. I'm on fire right now because I also talked to some students over the weekend for their graduation. I need to play this song right here. Check this joint out because this is what I feel like we do each and every day on WEAA. We try to do our part to save the world. I want y'all to ride with me on this one, Baltimore.
Is hanging from the end.
Yeah.
So we'll keep on starting the fire.
That's right.
Thinking we'll smoke out the liars. We don't give up when we're tired.
Nope.
That isn't the way that I'm wired.
Nope. This is what we do. Let's go.
Someday we're gonna rule the world.
That's what we're gonna do.
I know someday we're gonna rule the world.
I'm gonna rule it right here.
Counting down to explosion.
Woo! Yeah.
Waiting avalanches come before the fall.
For the culture.
It flashes, tells a story of it. So we'll keep on starting the fire.
That's what we're going to do.
Thinking we'll smoke out the liars. We don't give up when we're tired. That isn't the way that
I'm stop. Wait, I'm wired, Baltimore.
We own the future.
We own this future. We're gonna rule it. We own the future, y'all.
We own the future.
The future of WEAA is changing. The future of Baltimore talk is changing. I'm gonna tell y'all something. We on your tails. Thank you, Baltimore, for making us award winning. Let's go.
Oh, someday, we're gonna rule the world.
Woo!
I know someday, we're gonna
on the future, man. We never going back to being the same way after this joint, man. I'm coming hard on for the culture. Let's go. That's what I need. I need a hand clap, Dre. I need a hand clap, man. That joint like a baptism. Woo! They don't know what they did down at the Associated Press. They don't know what they did. Big shout out to WEAA. Big shout out to Dr. K, Justina Pollitt, Julius White, Alex Blanc. Man, my team. Man, just big shout out to us. Trust me, folks. Trust me, folks. This is what we're all about right here. This is absolutely what we're all about. Yeah, we got second places in a couple of places. And it's all good. It's all good. But we on your toes now. More like on your heels. I'm on your heels right now. So I just wanted to give my special shout out, my thank you, for all of you that have made For the Culture so significant. I want to thank all of our special guests that we've had in the past. But check this out, folks. We're just warming up. We are just warming up. Y'all thought that what we were doing over the past year and a half was just something small, like, oh, okay, okay. Wait till the end of month. By the end of this month, you're going to realize why it's so important that WEAA, that shows like Today with Dr. K, For the Culture, why these are so important. Why this particular institution is worthy, deserving, and valuable. There it is. There it is. Dre, I'm feeling, Alex and Dre, I'm feeling a certain type of way tonight, man. I'm feeling it. Woo! All right, woo, we got? We got somebody on the line right now? We got somebody that want to share some love? All right, who is this? Oh, it's one of my longtime friends. One of our great supporters here at WEAA. My man, Deacon K. is on the line. Deacon K, what's happening?
Man, y'all are the hottest ticket in town. The hottest black radio station in town.
Come on.
I know I made some folks mad, but you know how Deacon K is. Congratulations, man. You keep up the good work, brother.
Hey, Deacon K, we doing it, and you know what? We ain't stopping. You know how it is.
Yes, sir.
You know how it is. So you've been in this game for a long time, but you understand the value and, more importantly, the importance of staying consistent and being serious about the great commitment of making sure that we are a community platform. And so when we get recognized for that, it's not the end all be all, but certainly it speaks volumes that now we on the map.
Yes, sir.
We on the map, sir, right now, DKK. So I appreciate your continued support and your love that you have given to this station, to me personally, all over the years. But we're gonna keep on pushing. You would tell me, Faraji, don't stop.
That's right. Keep it on, brother. Keep it on.
Raji, don't stop.
And God bless you guys. And congratulations to you all again.
Hey, thank you so much, Deacon K. Look, folks, we're going to take a quick pause. And when we come back, I want to jump into this conversation we got about colleges, how there is a movement of anti-college that's emerging. But you should not be afraid, folks. This might actually be a movement worth investing in. We're going to talk a little bit about what some of the alternatives to colleges may be that may open your eyes about next level education. We'll have that conversation and a whole lot more. Stay riding with me, man. You know what we're going to do? Save the world and rule it. Let's go.
Tells a story of it. So we'll keep on starting the fires, thinking we'll smoke out the liars. We don't give up when we're tired. That isn't the way that I'm wired. We own the future. We own the future. Someday, someday, we're gonna rule the world.
Alright, perfect. Perfect, perfect. All right, peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening, folks. We're going to talk about college and the current college structure and curriculum. Is it truly working for our next generation? And I think this is an appropriate conversation, given the fact that so many young people are graduating this week. And I want to give a big shout out to all of the graduates out there who are graduating from small schools, big schools, charter schools, wherever you're from. Yeah. I had the great honor and privilege to speak at two graduation ceremonies. Yesterday, I spoke at NACA 2, Freedom and Democracy Academy. This is the school that is under the leadership of the Northwood Apple Church right here in Northeast Baltimore, just right up the street here from Morgan State University, under Reverend Cecil Gray. They have a school. Their charter school, NACA 2, Freedom and Democracy Academy. Big shout out to Principal Taisha Swinton and all of the wonderful staff and folks over there. But they had their graduation ceremony yesterday here at Morgan State University at the Student Center. And I had the great honor and privilege to be their guest speaker. And let me just say something about that. It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. I highly enjoyed the opportunity to speak face-to-face with the next generation of high schools, of college students as they matriculate from high school into college. So big shout-out to them. Also, big shout-out, I saw some of these young scholars today. I had also another opportunity to speak to Lakeland Elementary Middle School, and I talked to them. They were out there in UMBC, man. That's how big they're doing it. They went out to UMBC, and those eighth graders are going to be matriculating into high school, and we just offered a word, some guidance, and hopefully some hope as they move on to the next phase of their life. So big shout out to all of the Lakeland middle school scholars. I can't say middle school anymore. They're ninth graders now. But big shout out to all the Lakeland scholars. Such a wonderful, wonderful group over there. Big shout out to Ms. Garcia and all of the teachers and the staff there. My man Jimmy from Curators of Hip Hop, thank you so much for inviting us to be a part of that great, great celebration earlier today. So we're having all these colleges. I know Woodlawn crossed the stage. I know Mervo right here in the Morgan State, right on the Morgan Mile. They crossed the stage. I heard they had over 300 students that made their matriculation. 300 students. My goodness, you know that was a church service. Graduation ceremony come out to be in church. But big shout out to Mervo, Woodlawn, and all of those schools that have who have graduations over this past weekend. Man, look, let me tell you, my son was turning six today. We had a party for him yesterday. We were trying to buy, you know, food and stuff. Could not find simple things like ginger ale. Y'all can't be taking all the ginger ale when people, you know, trying to celebrate birthdays. I'm so sorry that my son's birthday is around the same time as all these graduates. No, I'm not sorry. You should be moving your graduation dates to some other date, man. Taking all the ginger ale, chips are gone. You know what I'm saying? We got to drive around five and six places to get burgers and stuff. Come on, nobody got time for that. Nobody got time for that. But look, big shout out to all of the scholars. So as we have this conversation with you tonight, folks, I want us to think about these things because one of the things that I emphasized in my messages to the students, especially to the NACA 2 students, is the fact that you are going to be going into the next phase of your life. And I took something away from that. Dr. King asked the question, what is your blueprint? What is the blueprint for your life? Dr. King posed that same question to a group of young people. What is the blueprint for your life? And so college may be a part of that blueprint, and college may not be a part of that blueprint. But there was a New York Times article that came out today that spoke about this rising anti-college movement. Now, some of you might be like, what? Are they telling young people not to go to college? No. But it is a movement that's saying that the traditional college structure and curriculum is not conducive to the growth, development of next generation leaders, thinkers, doers, and those who want to really get out of the thinking of materialism and capitalism and getting into more of a space of human development and making sure that we are creating systems that are truly, truly all about the equity of all human beings. This is the anti-college movement. Now, this is a movement that some people would have said started in the 60s and 70s because there were some smaller colleges that were focused not on your traditional reading, writing, arithmetic, but they were focused on humanist psychology, for example. They were focused on emotional intelligence. Yes, they will show you everything about, you know, the traditional, some of the traditional college curriculum. But then there was another group, another part of their curriculum is focused on, you know, going out doing community service work as part of your college, not as an internship, but this is being your college enrollment. I want to share with you what one educational program is doing. They're called Outer Coast. It's an expanding number of educational experiments born out of a deepening sense that mainstream American colleges are too expensive, too bureaucratic, too careerist, and too intellectually fragmented to help students figure out their place in the universe and their moral obligations to fellow humans. Wow. I'm telling you, folks, the college experience is really changing. So there are these what they call alternative colleges that replace traditional courses with personalized study, gap year programs that combine quasi-monastic retreats with world travel, summer seminars devoted to clearing trails and reading philosophy. They aim to prove that it is possible to cultivate moral and existential self-confidence without the Christian foundation that grounded Western universities until the mid-20th century. A lot of these universities across the country, some of your Ivy Leagues, they're rooted in Christian tradition, quote-unquote, Christian foundation. And so some of these alternative colleges are saying that's not sufficient or that's not enough or that's not fair. So these alternative colleges are seeking to push back against the idea of materialism and individualism that have saturated the secular left and right at an affordable price. They're trying to do all of these things within the budget. We're going to talk a little bit more about this alternative college movement that's happening. But I'm asking you the question, and of course I got more questions. Is the current college structure and curriculum truly working for you and the young people in your family? Why or why not? Do you feel like it's working? I want to hear from first-time college students. I want to hear from recent grads. I want to hear from folks that have graduated college from 20 to 30, 40 years ago. It doesn't matter. But do you think it really works now? Are we at a point now that we should really look at the current college structure and ask some very, very real questions and hard questions about reforming the college structure that is truly about students, not just about money, capitalism, materialism, and all the other isms that keeps us at having a divided nation and a bleak future? Stay riding with me. We're going to get into the discussion. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Also, hit me up on my Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad, as well as WEAA's Facebook page. Share your thoughts about this as we talk about the anti-college movement. Is the current college structure and curriculum truly working for us in 2019? 410-319-8888. Stay riding with me. A whole lot is coming up in the second 30 of For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'll be right back.
I do this for my culture, 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 culture. I do this
for my culture, culture, culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. We're talking about college curriculum, college structure, college values. And I don't know if you're at this place, but I think I'm slowly getting to this place where I do really want my son and my children to have a different college experience. I'm open to it. I'm open to it because I want them to be a well-rounded human being, a well-rounded person when they come out of college. If you're coming out of college, all you're talking about is getting money. Something was missing in that from your college experience. Something was really missing. And so there are people all across this country that are starting to push back. And I'm not just talking about from HBCUs and everything. I'm talking about in colleges in general. Colleges have to evolve with the consciousness of people. And if you look at it, many people are evolving right now. The conscious level is starting to increase. I know some of us may not believe that, but trust me, folks, when I tell you, the consciousness of many people is starting to get raised up each and every day. Even if it's by one degree, consciousness is taking root. Foolishness is getting uprooted and telling you, we're going to get into a different space. I looked at the babies. Here's really quickly. There is something that is happening on a very, very high divine level that I see happening with babies right now. And this is for Faraji Muhammad's theory. So this is what I'm thinking. But my son is 6 years old. I've seen other children, 7, 8 years old. You may have noticed this in your child, your niece, your nephew. The way that they have drawn to technology, right? In such a way that they're watching, even though they might be watching YouTube, they might be watching YouTube on how to build things, right? They might be playing Minecraft and other games on how to build things. My son talks to me, and I share this, and we have talks about, I tell him, you're going to be an engineer. You're going to be a builder of society. You're going to create something new that we all can benefit from. And I see more and more children, 6, 7, 8 years old, talking about being a part of STEM, science and technology and mathematics, and using that skill set to build, to do something great. Something is happening with our children. And I truly believe that on this point, from a very divine level, that we're going to have a group of young people who are going to be building new systems in place. Trust me. This is what I believe anyway. New systems are going to be rising up from the minds of our babies. New systems. New systems. After the old systems of slave and slave master falls down, after the old systems of white supremacy falls down, there has to be a new system that's going to restore, that's going to replace those old systems. But those new systems are going to come from the minds of babies in a place of equity and justice and love, and they're going to represent a new reality for us. And I don't foresee this happening in 100 years, folks. I foresee this happening within the next 50 years. That's just my Faraji Muhammad's prophecy for Monday. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's see what you got to say about this. Let's go to David. David, thank you so much for checking in. What's your take on college, current college structure and curriculum? Do you feel like there is a need for an anti-college movement?
Can you hear me, Faraji?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm glad I got you, man. Listen, I got to tell you, I'm a long-time listener. I love your show.
Thank you, brother.
But I got to tell you, dude, I'm 62 years old. I raised 6 kids in this city. And my wife and I, we have used a combination. I think what has to happen is we use a combination of charter schools. I homeschooled my son. I took my son out of school one time and homeschooled him, kept him with me.
Right.
And we use Christian schools and church schools. We use a combination of all of that. And then we process our kids back into the high school level for the Baltimore City Public Schools. All of them came through. Right, I had a daughter who went from City High School and went all the way through Hood College and came out with her degree. And she's a commercial banker going back to University of Baltimore for a master's. I had a son who came out of global journalism right there at Morgan State University, right, that we processed back in the school a couple years, a year or so back. You know, they sent him to Paris for a week. They sent him down to North Carolina. Yeah. He got an internship with Bloomberg up in New York.
Yeah.
For 3 months, and after that, Sam, he came out of there, and he didn't get picked up, but he's in New York following his dream. I just finished talking to him last night. He's working. He's trying to get. He's doing some freelance, and he's chasing his dream of journalism. And I had a son who graduated from Morgan this past week.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and he graduated in architectural engineering and construction management.
Come on, man. Come on.
And listen, Farazi.
Yes, sir.
He did an internship over the summer with one of the major contractors in the city.
Right.
He went back to school, and before he got to his second semester, they offered him a contract.
Come on. Come on, man.
So now he is actually working in the field. He had the job working in the field that he was going to Morgan for before he graduated. He's in construction management, and he has a job. And he said, Dave, over the summer, he got his shovel and his hat and his vest. I said, but, dude, that ain't for you.
Yeah.
That was my way in. That ain't your way in. And sure enough, I said, where you at? He said, I sit in the office. I'm only the black guy in there, but I'm working, making sure that the companies and they got contracts with the city and private contractors. He's working through the contracts and making sure everything is in place.
So David, it sounds like, I mean, congratulations to you and your family, certainly to congratulations to your son. It sounds like you are an advocate of having a much broader college experience than what we're currently seeing.
But you can't wait. What I'm saying is you can't wait to college, man. You got to go broader. You got to take. My wife and I got really engaged in raising our children. We were in the schools. I was a PTA sometimes. My wife actually worked in schools one summer for nothing. And she graduated from Towson.
Gotcha.
She worked in our office and helped out, and she just. And if I saw that my kid wasn't getting what he needed, I pulled my son out because he was just sitting there in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
I pulled him out. I went and bought the curriculum, homeschooled. I brought him with me. And I'm a full-time in ministry in the city, and I kept him with me.
There it is.
Any place I went to and anything I was engaged with, he followed me. He went with me.
There it is. Hey, Dave, I got to let you go, but I appreciate you, man. I'm telling you, that's big what you and your family and your wife was able to accomplish with your children, and again, congratulations to them. Let's go to Ak. Ak, what's your take on this? Is college, the current college structure and curriculum working for you?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, Ak. How are you, brother?
I'm still vertical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called. Listen, you don't need no college if you got a smartphone. That's what Jobs says. What's the guy who can trade the Apple computer?
Yes, sir, Bill Gates?
Yeah, I think it's Steve Jobs.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah. You got school children doing their homework by Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you don't need no college education, brother.
Don't need the college education. All right.
Yeah, smartphone in the hand of a dummy. Have a good one.
All right, Ak. Thank you so much for checking in. Let's go to our new caller, Mrs. Singleton. Mrs. Singleton, thank you so much for checking in and being one of our new callers tonight. What's your take on this? Is the current college structure and curriculum really working?
Well, my son just graduated from Goucher College about 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years now.
Wonderful.
And he is still yet to find a job.
He's having a failure to launch experience.
He's having a failure to launch. And, you know, I'm not sure whether college... you know, neither my husband or myself, he's a first-time graduate.
Yes, ma'am.
College graduate. On his father's side, he is the first of the entire family to have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, we pushed him and made him, you know that having a college degree was certainly the most important thing that he could do with his life.
Yes, ma'am.
But at this point in his life, he is saying to me, I did what you told me to do. I got my degree. I hung in there. And now nobody wants to touch me.
It's not. What did he, if you don't mind me asking, Mrs. Singleton, what did he study at Goucher?
Communications.
Communications.
Right. So
he's trying to go for my job.
Right, right. So what we found out.
Good luck, son. No,
let's I know. So what we found out was is that the HBCUs have a feeder system for communication students.
Yeah.
Where once they get their degrees, they are fed into the communications internships and jobs throughout the city and state.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. And so because he came out of Goucher, he kind of got jumped over by the students at, you know, the HBCU. So, you know, so it's just been difficult. It's been a difficult thing for his self-esteem. And
sure.
I'm saying all of this to say maybe there is an option
mm-hmm.
other than doing the whole four-year thing. And, you know, maybe that's something for to make parents proud or whatever. But if you're being realistic, you need to be trained in whatever field you aspire to go in.
Yes, ma'am.
And so maybe there needs to be some other option to the whole four-year studying English, math, et cetera, to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, yeah. I appreciate you, Mrs. Singleton. And I would say that, you know, if your son is serious about getting in communications is a very, very competitive field. It's not
right.
a hard field. It's just very competitive.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know, does he study journalism, public relations? What's his
social media?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he should be.
He should. I mean, you know, Alex, my producer's like, bring him over here.
Yeah, I'll put him in the car, driving over there right now.
Is he living at home with you right now?
He lives at home.
Me. You said I'll put him in the car right now. Like, oh, I got a job, boy. Come on outside.
Right, right, yeah. So he's had some, you know, some ups and downs. He's, you know, worked a job, and then before the 90 days, they say, well, it's not working out. So he's taking some hits to his, you know, to his psyche and his self-esteem.
Sure, I'm
which
sure.
Which in turn has taken a hit on his family members, his mother especially.
Well, I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't give up.
And no, because, I'm not going to give up.
And I would tell him, I would highly suggest to him that he should not give up because digital communication is a growing and it's fast growing industry within
Absolutely.
Communications, right? Because everybody's
Absolutely.
Going to need one. My only advice to give to him is that mm-hmm. He makes sure that he diversifies his portfolio, which mm-hmm. is essentially not just doing the digital communications thing. He might work for a nonprofit organization, you know, help others, some friends with some startups. To kind of make sure that he's getting a diverse number of skills. If it's just uh-huh. related to social media, you know, the current social media structures that we have and, you know, post the messages and all of that, I mean, that's fine. But at the same time, being able to get your messages, your content across on all platforms. Here in Morgan State University, we have a course of study called multi-platform journalism and multi-platform communications. So
uh-huh.
you're being able to do that. And he's just going to have to stay vigilant. He's going to have to stay vigilant and not give up on it. But trust me, that's a needed skill. But in this economy, and I will say this is a skill-based economy, he's going to have to make sure that he's pretty proficient in a couple of other skills outside of what he may have learned from Goucher.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Mrs. Singleton,
thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's go to John. John, what's your take on this? Is college curriculum and the college structure, is it working?
Well, it's working for some people. It all depends upon your major. I mean, there's some majors right now are hot. You know, if you look at the STEM area, those kids at Morgan are doing a great job out there, the engineering program.
Yeah.
But getting back to the overall, I think there's a larger movement than that anti-college movement to make the curriculum more career-oriented.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, but see, the thing is now, John. Personally, let me ask you this question: do you agree with that approach that we should make a more career-oriented college experience?
Yes, because when I was going, it's you know the heavy emphasis on a liberal arts education, you know, well-rounded person, that type of thing. But I saw something the other day about Goucher College has made some changes in its curriculum to address that people want. They want their coursework to be more relevant to what their interests are.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and they have made some adjustments, and they are be emphasizing courses like philosophy and the humanities, because a lot of these kids now, they want humanities and that type of thing, knowing about the great artists and that kind of thing. I mean, that anti-college movement, I don't think, is a very large movement. I mean, there are all kinds of movements.
Right.
And colleges now, they also are offering more online courses.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Now, and trying to get away from the brick and mortar and to stay on campus, that really drives the cost up. And they're also looking at their cost factor, because a lot of colleges, especially the private colleges, are sort of priced themselves out of the market.
Absolutely. Hey, John, I got to let you go, but you're absolutely right. I think that there is some things there that we need to consider. I'm throw out two names, folks. Outer Coast, which is one of the educational experiments, as they call it. And then there is the ARET project, ARETE project. And the ARET is a Greek word that means excellence, but it calls itself Education for Citizenship, Stewardship, and Leadership. And this is another one of the alternative colleges that are a part of this movement of anti-college. The ARET project, it operates on a quote-unquote pay-what-you-can model, bans alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, and recreational drugs. And the project began as a summer seminar with plans to grow into a year-long undergraduate program. It immerses a small group of students in the demands of self-governance, study, and manual labor. And so students are exposed to the humanities. They're exposed to some of the classics. But then they're also taken out of the classroom and taken on field trips and doing some other activities, which helps to keep the student well-rounded. Let's go to Dwayne in Baltimore. Dwayne, what's your take on this? Anti-college, is the college structure working?
I absolutely think it's worth it. You know, the anti-college movement has many fronts beyond even the one that you named. But at the end of the day, in the current society that we live in, you stand a much better chance of hitting the mean, whatever that means, because it's relative to each person, by getting a college degree. But as the young lady alluded to about her son having difficulty after he graduated, you know, you also have to be, you know, you have to get the right degree, you know, that is going to, you know, pave your way, you know, to the promised land.
But see, but maybe that's the thing, though, Dwayne. Maybe we're getting beyond that. I mean, maybe it's a slow crawl, but maybe we're getting beyond the point of just seeing college as a means to an end to get a good government job, quote unquote, right? That colleges should be more of an educational experience, with the hope that once a person or a young person leaves college, that they are a different person, human being. They are more willing to serve their community. They are more developed and cultivated in their own understanding of themselves, and not just being focused on getting money.
Well, that's true, Frazi. But you know, but just like elementary school teachers, you know, cannot, you know, teach your child, you know, to not, you know, pull the girl's hair, you know, and tear up the classroom and act crazy because your parents are not providing you discipline. Communities are supposed to be doing that job. They're supposed to be raising, you know, kids in communities and inspiring them to, you know, want to, you know, to learn those liberal arts that colleges do teach right now that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? They teach it already. We're already doing that. But at the end of the day, after you're finishing, you know, being a flower child and learning all about Picasso and all that, when you get out, you need to be able to make some money. You need to be able to feed yourself. Okay? And so, if you're not going to be an entrepreneur, if you're not going to go hardcore entrepreneur space or hardcore trade, then, you know, your best bet for hitting that financial mean, whatever that is, because like I said, it's relative to each person, is to get a college degree in an up-and-coming field that you enjoy that you can go out and do it with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the alternative is, you know, you can stand in the median and say, you know, hey, I'll dance a jig for you for food. But, you know, that doesn't work out too well for people. People don't really like that.
Yeah, I got
you. Going to college is still, you know, numero uno.
I hear you.
I can't even imagine what my life would be like if I didn't have a college degree over the past 10 years. Hell, over the past 10 years, I made over $1 million in revenue just for my job. So I can't even imagine what my life would be like if I didn't have that.
I hear that. Dwayne, thank you so much for checking in. Let's go to Miss Linda. Miss Linda, what's your take on this?
Hi here. Good evening.
Good evening.
Faraji.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, I wanted to take time because I heard you talking about your son.
Yes, ma'am.
And how you talk to your son.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is what little children, when they get old enough to understand, they need to be told that they can be anything that they want to be, anything that they put their mind to.
Sure.
And they will, and let them know that they are going to be powerful. They're going to be used mightily by God. And make a very big impact in this world. And, you know, as far as Miss Singleton, her son, I want to tell the brother, don't give up, but look up and hook up, because God will take you where college would never even allow you to go. And he will open doors that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open. Hold on. Everybody cannot afford college. But be positive, have your heart fixed, your mind made up, and put your trust in God.
I hear that, Miss Linda. Thank you so much for checking in. Always got something spiritual and getting that mighty spirit going. Mel, what's your take on this? Then we go to Clyde, Miriam, and Dave. Mel, what's your take on this? Is the college structure working? Hey, Mel? All right, Mel? All right, let's go to Clyde. Clyde, what's your take? Thank you so much for checking in.
Faraji, I guess two things. One, a college education, I guess, historically has been something that it wasn't a matter of having to get a job or be well-versed on a higher level. So when you look at how people, say poor people like me, who looked at a college education as having a better footing in the world for a job, you have to look at those careers that will take you with, say, a BS degree.
Yeah.
In that job, and then you can, like, say, move through the steps to gain higher income and pay and position after that. So I kind of look at the young man that the mother called in and said they had gone to Goucher. I think maybe we should band together with people, and I'm not saying to not follow your dreams, but sometimes you have to look at what's the best fit for what you're trying to do. Like, a young black man who has enough going for him to even get into college, but may come from, you know, say, meager beginnings, or a family that is looking at, well, we didn't get a college degree, but we expect a lot from you if we're going to support you to get one. Look at education.
Yeah.
A male in public education can go as high as he wants to go.
Yep.
You can get like the young lady who said, who calls, and she's very spiritual, and it's definitely needed. She's right. You know, you can get a job in education that will pay off your college loans, if you have any. I mean, and that's something that you can look at different factors. You can open up your own tutoring company. You can teach for public school. I mean, it's like a guaranteed fit almost. And look at nursing. I mean, I think there are just some things that they need people constantly. And these are the fields that, at least for a bachelor's degree to get somebody started, would be like a better choice.
Yeah.
You know, I say for people not to do what they want to do or follow their passions, but sometimes you have to look at what's going to be the best fit, what's going to let me hit the ground running with an actual job and starting to pay back this money or starting to earn something to be able to feed myself.
Yes.
And then two, about college being a good fit. Sometimes I think we have to look back at high school and that situation. Is the way it's structured for everybody? I think do some young people need to go to a college where you're working half day? I mean, a high school, I'm sorry, working half day and going to school half day just because of maybe the lack of family support or the uniqueness of families, that we need to support young people earlier than college to kind of get them started.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Clyde, I appreciate you for checking in. Let's go to Miriam out of Towson. Miriam, what's your take on this?
So, first of all, thank you, Faraji, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The first thing I want to say is, like, First of all, I'm first-generation American, so college was my only option. Both of my parents immigrated to this country, so there was no reason, like, not to go to college. That was your ticket out. But the second thing I want to say, even though I majored in biomedical sciences, I didn't get a job right after college.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in for my master's degree in public health. Still didn't get a job. Now I'm teaching, so it doesn't give you no guarantees. I'm still being able, like, to pay my bills.
What are you teaching right now, if you don't mind me asking, Mariam?
I'm sorry?
What are you teaching?
So I teach science. I teach chemistry and physics.
Gotcha. But that wasn't on your, that wasn't a part of your blueprint, I mean, initially.
No, it was definitely not. The plan was medical school. The medical school was too expensive. I couldn't afford it. My parents couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Then I found a good, an affordable master's program, which I just graduated like a couple of weeks ago. But
congrats.
Still, college doesn't give you any guarantee. As a teacher, one thing I do for us, like, we now we have this whole movement of, like, everybody needs to go to college. College is not for everybody.
So should we stop saying that to young people?
Yes, I really do believe so, because at the end of the day, we're a part of a whole bigger chain where, like, we need plumbers, we need electricians, we need mechanics, nobody knows who, where they're going to be and ending up. Only God knows. So I feel like if you have, first of all, I think that knowledge is key. No matter what you do, you gotta get the knowledge, no matter what happens. So that's number one. How you get your knowledge, that all depends on you.
Mm.
Maybe college is your path, maybe trade school, but one thing I will say is you need to get an education,
gotcha.
No matter what.
Gotcha. Mariam, you throw something else into the pot here. We just mixing up the gumbo. You saying, you know what, we should stop giving that narrative. We should stop. All right, Dave from Parkville, what's your take on it, sir?
Hey, thanks for having me, Faraj.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, so I got my bachelor's in science and sociology, and right now I'm taking, finishing up my master's in business intelligence and data analytics online. Mm. Additionally, I have some good friends who pursued the trade route.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, my master's degree in a technical field, learning computer science skills, even though I'm not completed it yet, has already served me professionally way better than my bachelor's in science did in sociology.
Mm.
I think when it comes to college, like some of the previous callers, especially some of the older callers have mentioned, you know, it's to become a better, more well-rounded citizen, you know, just sort of increase your global body of knowledge.
Yeah.
I think back in, you know, the 70s, the 60s, the 50s, the 80s, when college was way less expensive,
mm-hmm.
Even taking into account inflation than it is now,
yep.
I think those experiences are worth it if your annual tuition is $7,000-$8,000 or something comparable as it was when, you know, the older generation was going to college. I think what we have now is the advent of the federal government basically guaranteeing all of these privately issued student loans. And what that leads to is colleges across the country being able to say, you know, we're guaranteed to get this money, so we might as well jack up our tuition. You know, all these like 18-year-olds who are taking out these loans, they really don't know any better yet, and it's guaranteed free money for us, so why not take as much of it as is on the table?
Mm-hmm.
And what we see, what that leads to, I think, is the propagation, you know, more emphasis on some of these liberal arts that aren't necessarily tied to job prospects.
Yeah.
Not to say there's anything wrong with the liberal arts or anything like that, but I think the promise of college getting you a job across the board is entirely dead. If you want to look at specific majors, I think like computer science,
yep.
IT, STEM fields.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of fields that are skyrocketing. Nursing, there's always going to be a need for nurses. Plenty of ways to make your money. That being said, I would absolutely, like, when I have kids, I'm not going to tell them that college is the end-all, be-all.
Right.
I definitely would want them to sort of explore some trades, see if, you know, they enjoy something a little more hands-on.
Yeah. And you know what, Dave, comes to my mind, man? When you think about some of the greatest minds of the 20th century in terms of technology, if you're talking about a Bill Gates or a Steve Jobs, here are guys that didn't go to college or fully complete college, and they're successful. So being able to reconcile that narrative with the narrative of go to school every day. Hey, Dave, I got to let you go, man, but you're bringing up some valid points, and I appreciate you as always. Thank you for checking in from Parkville. Look, folks, I got to take another pause. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. My man Mel is back. We're going to hear from him, brother Derek, Ayasu, Ayana, and Travis. So stay riding with me. A whole lot is coming up. Is college structure and curriculum working for you? It's for the...